From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Emergency personnel are on the scene of a plane crash involving 9 people, including former Senator Ted Stevens and former NASA Chief Sean O'Keefe. It is uncertain if they were among the 5 people confirmed dead. NPR's Martin Costi says the plane went down in a remote area of southern Alaska last night.
The Bristol Bay area of Alaska is very sparsely inhabited, although it is sort of considered the backyard of Anchorage when it comes to sports fishing. It's about 300-plus miles southwest of Anchorage. A lot of private planes head there during the summer for the fishing season, to lodges and that sort of thing. But it is a very sparsely populated area. At the same time, there are a lot of planes in the sky, and if a plane goes down, there will be other planes around. And apparently, the crash site was already seen from the air. So in some ways, you've got more friends in the sky than you do on the ground.
NPR's Martin Costi reporting. President Obama is rallying teachers to press for a $26 billion bill now before the U.S. House. At a Rose Garden ceremony this morning, Mr. Obama said the legislation is vital to saving hundreds of thousands of jobs.
We can't stand by and do nothing while pink slips are given to the men and women who educate our children or keep our communities safe. That doesn't make sense.
The House has passed key legislation, though, on border security, a $600 million legislation that pays for unmanned surveillance drones at the U.S.-Mexico border and also boosts the number of agents. Federal Reserve policymakers may unveil new strategies to stimulate economic growth. And as NPR's Jim Zaroli tells us, this could come during an interest rate policy meeting this afternoon.
After Friday's disappointing jobs report, the Fed is under some pressure to come up with new ways to encourage faster growth. One idea would be for the Fed to purchase more mortgage-backed securities and government debt. That would essentially pump money into the financial system to encourage lending. Officials also could try to reassure the financial markets by emphasizing in the statement they issue that they are likely to keep interest rates low for the foreseeable future. But the Fed could also adopt a wait-and-see approach. The meeting takes place at a time when the U.S. economy is growing, but at a relatively slow pace, and the unemployment rate remains at 9.5%. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
While wholesale inventories go up, sales go down. That's the picture for June, another sign the recovery is losing steam. The government reports inventories rose 0.1% to about $400 billion. Meanwhile, sales at wholesalers slid 0.7% from a downwardly revised figure in May. On Wall Street, Dow's down 93 points at 10,606. This is NPR. The H1N1 or swine flu pandemic is officially over. That today from the World Health Organization. But as NPR's April Fulton reports, countries are still urged to remain vigilant.
You might have thought that the swine flu pandemic was over months ago, but WHO Director General Margaret Chan said she was waiting for flu data from the Southern Hemisphere winter before making the official announcement. Since last April, more than 18,400 people have died from swine flu complications worldwide. That number pales in comparison to seasonal flu, which has an annual death toll of more than 250,000. But Chan said her decision last June to declare that the H1N1 virus had reached pandemic levels was the right call. It sped up vaccine development and launched public health campaigns. But now, the dominance of the H1N1 virus has declined and many people have developed immunity. Still, Chan said some serious risks remain. She urged continued vaccination and monitoring. April Fulton, NPR News.
Drilling on a relief well in the Gulf of Mexico is suspended because of bad weather. BP spokesman Max McKagan says the company stopped its work after the National Hurricane Center said there was a 60% chance of a tropical depression developing in the next 2 days. The storm could reach the spot where BP's been working to seal a leaking oil well, but BP's crew is staying put until further notice. U.S. stocks continue to slide. At last check, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 94 points at 10,605. NASDAQ Composite Index down 36 at 2,269. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.